I visit Howard Wayne's class the day before the election, just a few hours before the polls opened. At that point, no one knew who would win. But junior Carrie Beth knew who to vote for.
There's a lot of people who specify that they had financing backgrounds, which would help with Sitka's financial issues currently with all the like budgeting and stuff, especially in the schools.
Beth, like all her classmates, researched the candidates before voting, listening to their statement on KCAW's website and reading local news. The election is not an abstract idea for her. Cuts have already hit close to home.
Last year I was in theater and they cut the theater teacher. She's not here anymore. And then they don't have a theater class anymore either.
How's that changed your life?
Well, it's upsetting because it's like I do a lot of technical theater and I really like it.
And she didn't want that part of her life to change. Margaret Peterson was looking for someone who sounded honest and open-minded.
When people are giving the testimonies, do they like intently listen to them or do they just skip them right over their head?
As for John Welsh, he looked to the future in casting his vote, favoring candidates that are paving the way for economic development. He works on a fishing boat.
I like seeing infrastructure that helps with the city, that makes money, and so that fishing is not the only job that has a significant income. I'd like to see more buildings that have more people working in them, that have a lot of more money going through.
In order to vote, the students had to step behind a makeshift curtain draped over a bookshelf, just like at the real polls. All said they felt ready to vote one day. And that's one of the reasons, among many, that teacher Howard Wayne has been leading mock elections throughout his 25 years of teaching.
I don't think that any of the issues facing Sitka are that complex that a high school student can't understand it.
Especially, Wayne adds, once the students get a chance to talk to a parent. How the students vote tends to mirror how their parents vote.
Let's get tallies on this. So we got 14, this is 34 yes.
And the mock election has closely predicted the outcome of the real election in the past.
Bye. A significant landslide by 2-1 is Mr. Paxton.
Mr. Paxton was elected mayor in Sitka's municipal election, and the mock election closely mirrored the reality. Eric Van Sice and Amy Morrison were elected by students to the Sitka School Board, Morrison with just one vote more than Cass Pook. The students voted to reinstate the senior sales tax exemption and voted down a measure to exempt Sitka from the statewide smoking ban. Just like in the real election. The only thing the mock election didn't predict is the assembly race. Sitka High students elected Kevin Mosher and Brennan Carter to the assembly, with Blossom Twitchell as the third highest vote getter. In the real election, the front runners were Kevin Mosher and Valerie Nelson. Tallying the student scores is someone who sat in this very classroom before. Owen Fulton was a student of Wayne's in 2014. Now he's his student teacher. Fulton said the students can not only handle the work, but are honestly curious about how it connects to contemporary politics.
The kids show that they know a lot. I don't know if they understand fully how much responsibility they're going to have politically after they leave high school, but they're aware that their voice will be heard, that their voice is already being heard.
And Fulton wants to help in shaping their voice. At their age, he yearned for a career in politics. But in college, he decided to go into history education, saying, quote, teaching is a fundamentally good profession to be in. The results of Sitka's municipal election will be certified on Tuesday, October 9th, at the 6 p.m. regular assembly meeting. At that time, Gary Paxton, Valerie Nelson, and Kevin Mosher will be sworn in and assume their seats. Matthew Hunter, Bob Petruski, and Ben Miyasato will be stepping down. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.